Nolte, Newsom defends racist comments as talking about my lifelong struggle with dyslexia. By John Nolte on February 23, 2026. Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, now claims his weekend act of racist condescension was just him talking about my lifelong struggle with dyslexia. Yeah, okay, pretty boy. Here's precisely what Newsom said in Atlanta over the weekend during a forum with black voters. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you I'm like you. I'm no better than you. I'm a 960 SAT guy. And I'm not trying to offend anyone, trying to act all there if you got 940. But literally a 960 SAT guy. You've never seen me read a speech because I cannot read a speech. Maybe I'm in the wrong business to be in. Yep, from pandering to racist condescension in fewer than 10 words. Now that those indefensible comments are making the social media rounds, Newsom decided to trial balloon an excuse by lashing out at Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity. At Gavin Newsom thinks a 960 SAT makes him like black Americans. Let that sink in, Hannity wrote on X. Newsom responded with a sweaty and desperate spin. You didn't give a shit about the President of the United States of America posting an ape video of President Obama or calling African nations shitholes. Newsom screeched, but you're going to call me racist for talking about my lifelong struggle with dyslexia? Spare me your fake fucking outrage, Sean. But that's not what Newsom did. In that clip, Newsom is not talking about my lifelong struggle with dyslexia. Nope. What he's doing is trying to appear relatable to a group of black voters and doing so by assuming they could all relate to him because 1. He got a lousy SAT score and 2. He has trouble reading. In other words, he looked at a crowd of black people and assumed they all couldn't deal with the SAT or read very well. Hey, I'm dumb and illiterate just like you black folks. He should have gone all the way and said, I like white women and honeymooned in Wakanda. As I wrote earlier today, it's not 2006 anymore. The corporate media will not be able to protect Newsom from this by memory-holing or spinning it. Newsom's a pretty smart guy who's had hours and hours to figure out a response, and all he could come up with was mood disability. That's how indefensible this is. U.S. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, weighed in. Black Americans aren't your low bar. We built empires, created movements, outworked, outhustled and outsmarted people like you. The black Republican wrote on X, stop using your mediocre academics as a way to patronize communities. It's ridiculous. Newsom plans to run for president in 2028. Well, he just handed the J.D. Vance/Marco Rubio ticket pure political gold that will haunt him forevermore. Those comments are part of Newsom's legacy now.